This is New England Public Radio News. Big news from General Electric this week. Some 20,000 salaried employees will stop accruing pension benefits. It's a sign of GE's continued struggles, but will not affect current retirees. That includes many who live in and around Pittsfield, Massachusetts. GE once dominated the economy there. New England Public Radio's Nancy Cohen has the first in a two-part series about GE's legacy in the Berkshires.
Multiple generations in many Pittsfield families worked at GE. Just ask Dave Gibbs, who grew up a half a block from the plant.
My mother did, my grandfather did, my grandmother did, my aunt.
Gibbs also had a job there for a short time. Workers got good pay and benefits. They could buy a house, a car, and even get a pension, the kind of job that's almost unheard of today.
It was part of everybody's life. It was BGE. That's what everybody called it, the GE.
The GE played a major role in the community. It had a social club, a GE appliance store with discounts for workers, and it was a key contributor to charitable organizations. The GE factory was like a city unto itself, with its own credit union, medical centers, and fire department, encompassing about 250 acres. 80-year-old Al Bertelli also worked at GE. He grew up near a footbridge over the east branch of the Housatonic River, just down the hill from the plant. His father commuted to GE over this little bridge.
I remember Dad walking with a couple of guys from the neighborhood. Most of the time, Dad worked a second shift, so I'd see him going to work sometimes, but coming home, he'd be coming home in the middle of the night.
Angelo Bertelli started at GE in 1916 and worked there for 41 years. His job? Operating a crane. He was known as Ange, the crane man.
My dad loved two things. He was an immigrant. He loved his country, and he loved the GE. Sometimes I think more than us kids.
GE first opened its doors in Pittsfield after buying the Stanley Works in 1903. William Stanley was an early innovator of power transformers. That technology can shift the voltage of electrical current so it can be distributed safely over long distances. Starting with its transformer operation, GE grew into an economic force that dominated Pittsfield. By 1943, nearly 14,000 people worked there. About once a month, dozens of GE pensioners still gather for a meal at the Berkshire Hills Country Club in Pittsfield. On this day, roast pork's on the menu.
I'd like to introduce our GE rep, Rob McLaren, who's not going to speak to us, but he's here today, so...
GE is still offsetting the cost of these lunches.
Because without him, we wouldn't have these meals. Thank you very much for being here.
I was a co-op student. I took machine shop.
It wasn't unusual for people to get a job at GE straight out of high school. Peter Nykorchuk started even earlier, at age 16.
Then when I graduated, I got an apprentice program. Graduated apprentice, and I made it all the way up to Class A toolmaker. That was 37 years.
I started in 1958.
That's Dick Tykowski, who started in maintenance as a tinsmith's helper.
Building different blowpipes, exhaust systems, flashing, roof flashing. As a tinsmith, we did everything.
Tykowski says GE was a good place to work.
I had no regrets of working for General Electric for 40 years.
Every second person you met worked for GE.
That's retired minister Richard Floyd from Pittsfield's First Church of Christ. He says employees had money to spend in the local economy, along with lots of retirees.
Who got good GE pensions, and they were part of the economic infrastructure of the community, too, because they could afford, you know, haircuts and restaurant meals and the like.
Floyd has a vivid memory of a bustling downtown in the early 1980s.
You'd see your neighbors shopping, and it was a community thing. It was very binding of the community.
You go up East Street, and there were lines of cars on both sides of the road, everybody working in GE.
Charles Cleveland was a welder there. He started in 1967, first repairing and then building the sometimes big steel tanks that housed the power transformers.
If I stood up, it would be probably up to my head. Yeah, they're a good size, and there was bigger ones than that.
I lived with this man for 56 years. I have never heard about his work.
That's Charles's wife, Shirley Cleveland.
All I knew was he came home with a paycheck. It's interesting.
The transformers were placed in the tanks, which were filled with oil containing PCBs, a chemical compound that isn't flammable. So when electricity moved through the transformer, the PCB oil acted as an insulator and prevented the transformer from arcing or sparking. Employees at times breathed in PCB fumes or got the PCB oil on their clothes or skin.
You know, get your elbows in it and it's on your shirt. And I'd bring them home and she'd wash them.
Sometimes when he walked in the door, you could smell it, but it would be on his clothing. So I was touching it. I was throwing it in the wash.
Today, the EPA says PCBs can cause a multitude of serious adverse health effects in the reproductive, endocrine, immune, and nervous systems. The EPA classifies PCBs as a probable carcinogen. By the late 1970s, Congress had banned them. In 1998, Shirley Cleveland was diagnosed with bladder cancer.
We're thinking it might have been from that, but, you know, you can't prove it, you know. No, you couldn't ask a doctor, especially in Pittsfield, they'd say no, you know.
Shirley Cleveland also wonders if the PCBs had made her sick. Despite the cancer, which is gone now, she has good things to say about GE.
For us, there was security. The pay was good, you had good insurance. You didn't have to worry about losing your job like they do today.
But it wasn't all good between workers and the company. There were strikes or walkouts as early as 1916 and into the 1980s. Still, there was a lot of pride in the work. Al Bertelli was an assembler in the power transformer division.
They put power transformers through five times the test in Pittsfield before they shipped it. They were the best. They were the best in the world.
But that PCB oil? Bertelli says it was nasty stuff that kind of numbed his skin.
Sometimes you had to assemble a transformer and get your arms right into the oil. And any cut or hangnail or scratch you had, that stuff would burn. And you go to the dispensary and get this black, brown salve and rub it all over your arms and then get the feeling back.
Later, Bertelli got cancer, but he isn't sure if the cause was PCBs or smoking or something else. He remembers seeing PCB oil being dumped at the plant.
There was a spill. I could see a manhole cover open, and they were squeegeeing the liquid down to the manhole. Manholes ran to the river.
Other workers have also reported the oil being dumped into storm drains that led to the river or dumped right onto the ground. Bertelli is now the vice president of the environmental group Housatonic River Initiative. General Electric and the EPA cleaned up the first 2 miles of the Housatonic River south of the plant. That deal was struck 20 years ago this week. The company and the agency are at odds now about where to dispose of the PCBs when they clean up the rest of the river. But the PCBs are not a big topic at the retirees' lunch, where dessert is being served.
Strawberry shortcake. There's an extra one over there if you want to sit down.
By 1986, GE announced it was shutting down most of the power transformer division. According to the Berkshire Eagle, within 5 years, the number of GE jobs in Pittsfield were cut nearly in half, down to 3,600 employees. And the jobs kept leaving.
We were the last maintenance crew to close down a plant before demolition.
David Zatorski was an employee for about 39 years.
Our group cut off the power and the steam to all the buildings, and we got out all the PCB transformers that were in there. We removed them, and that was our job the last 3 or 4 years I was there.
By 2007, GE sold its last division in the city. Today, only a small staff remains in Pittsfield. Sitting in his kitchen, Albertelli says he's full of a mix of emotions when it comes to GE.
It ain't right what they did to this area. They devastated it. They polluted it.
Andy says they took away good jobs, and yet...
Look at the emblem on the refrigerator. I'm still dedicated to that little GE emblem.
Almost every appliance in Bertelli's kitchen is made by the GE. For New England Public Radio, I'm Nancy Cohen.